You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Trump's new comms director hates most of Trump's policies, by Ashley Feinberg. Earlier today, the White House announced that financier Anthony Scaramucci, also known as the Mooch, would fill the role of White House communications director, a job that's been open since Mike Dubke resigned in May. And with former Press Secretary Sean Spicer's resignation announced just hours after, Scaramucci, new to the field, will have his work cut out for him, especially since he and the president apparently disagree on so many of the policies Scaramucci will have to sell to the public. Earlier today, writer Josh Billinson was one of the first to spot two old Scaramucci tweets that bashed Trump directly, which Scaramucci then promptly deleted. Of course, this won't be the first time Trump's hired someone with dissenting beliefs. His chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, is a registered Democrat, and senior advisor Kellyanne Conway had previously bashed Trump for constantly whining about a rigged election. These people have mostly taken on advisory roles, though. Scaramucci will be a mouthpiece, and while he's largely supported Trump, he hasn't supported many of Trump's current policies. So, as a way to welcome our new White House communications director, let's take a look at where he stands on some of the policies he'll be shilling for starting today. Update July 22nd, Scaramucci has begun deleting his old tweets, writing on Twitter, "Full transparency, I'm deleting old tweets. Past views evolved and shouldn't be a distraction. I serve at POTUS agenda, and that's all that matters." On gun control, Trump says, "At a rally in January of last year, Donald Trump said, 'I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools and, you have to, on military bases. My first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day, there's no more gun-free zones.'" He also said, "The right of self-defense doesn't stop at the end of your driveway. A driver's license works in every state, so it's common sense that a concealed carry permit should work in every state. As well as, fact, the tighter the gun laws, the more violence. The criminals will always have guns." Scaramucci says, "We, the USA, has 5% of the world's population, but 50% of the world's guns. Enough is enough. It is just common sense. It apply more controls." At Laura S. Goldman tweets, "Scaramucci, you can withdraw support from legislators that block sensible gun laws, which preclude semi-automatics, kids before tax rates." Scaramucci replies, "I don't support that legislation, never had. I have always been for strong gun control laws." On Islam, Trump says after the 2015 terrorist attack in Paris, Trump went on television and announced that he would strongly consider closing all mosques in the U.S., saying, "I would hate to do it, but it's something that you're going to have to strongly consider because some of the ideas and some of the hatred, the absolute hatred, is coming from these areas." Scaramucci says, quoting then-UK Prime Minister David Cameron, "It is a fight within Islam. Overwhelming majority see Islam as a religion of peace, want to live in multiracial, ethnic, faith democracies." On the First Amendment, Trump says, "Last year, when asked whether he believed that the First Amendment gave the press too much protection, Donald Trump said, 'Yes. Our press is allowed to say whatever they want and get away with it, and I think we should go to a system where if they do something wrong, then yes, I think you should have the ability to sue them. Scaramucci says, "The First Amendment supersedes any of our individual opinions. It is the strength and bedrock of who we are." On climate change, Trump says, "As a keen observer of weather, Trump has had a lot to say and or tweet about climate change, not realizing the distinction. For instance, ice storm rolls from Texas to Tennessee. I'm in Los Angeles and it's freezing. Global warming is a total and very expensive hoax." There was also, "We should be focused on clean and beautiful air, not expensive and business-closing global warming, a total hoax." And then, of course, NBC News just called it the Great Freeze, coldest weather in years. Is our country still spending money on the global warming hoax? Scaramucci says, "You can take steps to combat climate change without crippling the economy. The fact many people still believe climate change is a hoax is disheartening." And the heat goes on. Earth sets 9th straight monthly record. Don't stand on the wrong side of history. On trade and globalization, Trump says, speaking in Pennsylvania last June, Trump said, "Globalization has made the financial elite who donate to politicians very, very wealthy, but it has left millions of our workers with nothing but poverty and heartache." He also touched on the subject in his inauguration speech. "We've made other countries rich, while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has disappeared over the horizon." Scaramucci says, "Chinese manufacturers this year have moved jobs to Mexico and South Carolina to save money." Scaramucci also says, takeaway, trying to fight globalization is counterproductive. Currencies settle the score, and free trade fosters greater global economic stability. "You are wrong about this. We live in fear now of trade. It will ultimately make us stronger." On Hillary Clinton, Trump says, "Trump has had quite a bit to say about Hillary Clinton, including that she should have been prosecuted and should be in jail, is incompetent, has bad judgment, doesn't have the drive or stamina, and was so insulting." Scaramucci says, "If Hillary keeps this up, she might be back in play for 2016. I hope she runs. She is incredibly competent. And if Hillary were the new, I'd agree, but not Romney. With the Tea Party folks still in town, no fond memories here of Bush Cheney. And I like Hillary. Have to go with the best athlete. We need to turn this around." On Brexit, Trump says, in an interview with Of London, Trump voiced support for Britain's decision to leave the European Union, saying, "You look at the European Union and it's Germany, basically a vehicle for Germany. That's why I thought the UK was so smart in getting out." And even before the vote on Fox News, Trump said, "I know Great Britain very well. I know, you know, the country very well. I have a lot of investments there. I would say that they're better off without it." Scaramucci says, "Barack Obama, as your friend, let me say that the EU makes Britain even greater. Regarding Brexit, I stand with POTUS." And Brexit goes against 71 years of progress, peace, and prosperity. We are better together. Lincoln understood this long ago. On walls, Trump says, in April, Trump lobbied for his wall to supporters yet again, noting, "We need safety, we need cameras, we need all of the things that we are going to be putting in, and we need the wall. And we will build the wall as sure as you are standing there tonight. We need the wall." Less than a month later, at a joint press conference with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, Trump said once again that walls work. Just ask Israel. Scaramucci says, "Walls don't work. Never have, never will. The Berlin Wall, 1961 to 1989, don't fall for it." On Russia, Trump says, "One of the only things Trump has ever managed to be consistent on is his opinion of Russian leadership, of which he has said, 'I'm not angry at Russia or China because their leaders are far smarter than ours. We need real leadership and fast before it's too late.' And Putin has become a big hero in Russia with an all-time high popularity. Obama, on the other hand, has fallen to his lowest ever numbers. Sad." Scaramucci says, "Last year a true statement at Mitt Romney said that Russia was a legitimate threat to our interests. Anyone questioning that now?" And Syria waffle is now hurting the West. If Russia takes over the Ukraine, we will have failed civilization as its leader. On Jeb, Trump says, Jeb Bush was one of Trump's very favorite targets during the campaign, which saw him saying things like, "Wow, Jeb Bush, whose campaign is a total disaster, had to bring in mommy to take a slap at me. Not nice." And Jeb Bush just got contact lenses and got rid of the glasses. He wants to look cool, but it's far too late. 1% in Nevada. Scaramucci says, "Big number for Jeb Bush. People just need to get to know him. We'll make a great president." And just think, Jeb Bush will win the nomination by staying classy. People will respond to his record positively shortly. Anyways, best of luck to Mooch and his eventual team of lawyers. They're all going to need it.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.